This piece was brought to you by Paradise Locker Meats, paradiselockermeats.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
On August 9th, 18-year-old Mike Brown was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. For the week since the shooting, the central location of the 24-hour McDonald's has made it a meeting place for those gathered in protest of Mike Brown's death and for the journalists covering the protests. Today we have the opportunity to hear from Corey Ford, a teenager who works at the McDonald's in Ferguson. I have Corey on the line right now. Corey, can you tell me about how things have changed at work since August 9th?
Things have had a dramatic change. We were closed at night. We were closed at 4:30. We did not leave about the job until 6. We had to get police escorts for us to do anything. Our bosses had to get police escorts to the bank. We had to get police escorts to be escorted out of the job at 6 o'clock. And I'll see some familiar faces inside the job, but there'll be certain days where I see unfamiliar faces. Before the whole situation even happened, the environment was actually kind of cool. Everyone was getting along. We was actually getting more business because the McDonald's that's over in 270 and West Florissant was actually being remodeled. So that's why we're getting so much business. But after August 9th, after the whole situation has happened and all the protesting, then we started losing business.
Okay. And how are things now, since it's been about almost 3 weeks now?
Yeah, it has been about 3 weeks. But with that being, like, a whole situation, everyone was kind of blaming it on, like, black versus white. And then they'll switch it up and be like, oh, well, it's people versus community. I mean, I understand that the situation was kind of cruel and it was kind of, you know, hurtful. But at the same time, when the whole situation was actually dying down, like, the people who lived in Ferguson wasn't even committing the looting. It was people from East St. Louis and all over committing the looting that was happening in Ferguson, Missouri.
Was McDonald's damaged?
The McDonald's was actually, the window actually got broken on, I forgot what night it was, but it was a night where everyone had got to a gas. It was actually the night that Kiki Palmer actually came to Ferguson, Missouri that night, and our window got broken.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much for taking time out to speak with us today, Corey. Stay with us as we follow this story and others like it. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.